The U.S. Senate must pass a House-approved bill by 12:01 a.m. Wednesday to keep the government open through November 21st. Democrats say they won't support it unless Republicans agree to extend health care subsidies and reverse recent Medicaid cuts. Republicans insist the short-term funding bill is, quote, clean, non-controversial, and maintains current funding levels. They have also accused Democrats of using the budget fight to unfairly benefit undocumented immigrants. Speaking at a press conference, President Donald Trump said that he did not see a way to avoid a shutdown.
Nothing is inevitable, but I would say it's probably likely because they want to give health care to illegal immigrants, which will destroy health care for everybody else in our country. And I didn't see them bend even a little bit when I said we can't do that.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer accused Republicans of trying to, quote, bully Democrats by refusing to negotiate and spreading misinformation about Democratic positions on spending.
Republicans are lying through their teeth. They say, oh, the Democrats want undocumented immigrants to get health care, to get the federal dollars of health care. That is utter bull. And they know it. The law prohibits undocumented immigrants from getting payments from Medicare, Medicaid, or the ACA.
Speaking at a press conference with other House Democrats, Representative Adriano Espaillat of New York said that the Republican attempt to pin the looming shutdown on Democrats is entirely disingenuous.
They are the majority in the House of Representatives.
That's right.
They are the majority in the Senate. They're running the White House, and some would argue they may be even running the Supreme Court. They're controlling every aspect of government. This is their shutdown. This is not our shutdown. This is their shutdown.
Democrats say they're fighting for basic health care access. Millions of people could face significantly higher insurance premiums if the health care subsidies in question expire at the end of the year. Congress first put them in place in 2021 during the COVID-19 pandemic to expand coverage for low- and middle-income people who purchase health care through the Affordable Care Act. Democrats say they want the subsidies immediately extended. They have also demanded that Republicans reverse the Medicaid cuts that were enacted as part of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill this summer, and for the White House to promise it will not move to rescind spending passed by Congress. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia said that the approaching cuts to health care funding for vulnerable Americans would have a ripple effect far beyond those directly affected.
Whether it's the Medicaid cuts or the premium tax credits, this is not going to just affect those folks. You add this many folks to the uninsured pool, and spend a lot of time on this as a former governor, it is going to drive up rates for everyone. This is a wholesale attack on health care.
Senator Schumer said that President Donald Trump has until midnight to, quote, get serious. Trump, meanwhile, has threatened retribution, warning a shutdown could mean cutting, quote, vast numbers of people out of programs. Trump also indicated that he was interested in taking advantage of a possible shutdown to try and gut progressive policies.
A lot of good can come down from shutdowns. We can get rid of a lot of things that we didn't want, and they'd be Democrat things, but they want open borders. They want men playing in women's sports. They want transgender for everybody. They never stop. They don't learn. We won an election in a landslide. They just don't learn. So we have no choice. I have to do that for the country.
The White House also floated the possibility of mass layoffs if funding lapses. It's a more aggressive move than in previous shutdowns, when workers were furloughed but later reinstated. Federal agencies said they are preparing contingency plans, and as many as 750,000 workers could be furloughed daily, this according to the Congressional Budget Office. Essential workers such as air traffic controllers, military personnel, and federal law enforcement officers would continue working without pay until funding resumes. Social Security, Medicare, and Veterans Health Care Services would continue, though some operations could be delayed. The House was set to be in session this week, but Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled votes after Republicans pushed through a stopgap spending bill to fund the government through November 21st. The move was aimed at pressuring Senate Democrats to accept the measure, but they blocked it, leaving the bill stalled in the Senate where it needs 60 votes to advance. At the final pro forma House session before the looming shutdown, Republican Representative Morgan Griffith of Virginia gaveled the chamber in and out of session almost immediately, while roughly 100 Democrats gathered to protest their GOP colleagues' absence and unwillingness to return to work on a deal.
Pursuant to Clause 13 of Rule 1, the House stands adjourned until 3:30 p.m. on Friday, October 3rd at 2025.
Speaking to Spectrum News after the pro forma session, Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that the Republican all-or-nothing stance is fundamentally at odds with the American model of governance.
It's not a huge ask. If Republicans want Democratic participation, then they have to negotiate. This is a core principle of why people elected us to office. We're not asking for the moon and the stars. We're asking for people to be able to afford their prescription drugs. And if Republicans want to say no to that, then they're going to have to learn that that's not how this works. This is not a dictatorship as much as Donald Trump wants it to be. This is a democracy.
The last federal government shutdown took place during Trump's first term and stretched 35 days, the longest in U.S. history. It ended only after airport delays and unpaid federal workers intensified pressure. Markets have so far remained calm, but economists warn that a prolonged closure would strain families and dent growth. With hours to go, Washington remains locked in a high-stakes showdown with no clear off-ramp. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.